Hello, I'm Rachel Jones for the Finance News Network. Joining me from Latin Resources is Executive Director Chris Gale. Chris, welcome back to FNN.
Thanks very much, Rachel. Great to be here.
Great to see you. Now, Latin Resources has exploration projects in South America and now Australia. Can you tell us more about this?
Our strategy has always been to develop our projects in South America to get them to a certain point where we can attract quality joint venture partners or JV partners. We've been able to do that in Peru with our copper project. We had First Quantum as our joint venture partner there. But in recent times, we've just secured Integra Capital, a private equity group who's based in Argentina. And they will commence, funding, but using our exploration expertise to help them develop our lithium projects in Argentina. And basically now we have all of South America fully funded with our JV partners. So we decided to look at a few projects here in Australia. Around October of 2019, last year, we secured the Noomba Mary halloysite kaolin project here in Western Australia. And earlier this year, we secured the Urara Gold Project in the Lachlan Fold in New South Wales.
Thanks, Chris. Now, our audience would be familiar with your Catamarca Lithium Project. Can you tell us about this first?
Yeah, look, we've drilled that project 2 years ago. We came up with some very good, grades compared to here in Western Australia. We typically get 1 to 1.5% grade in our hard rock spodumene here in WA. But we were getting around 1.5-2% in our grades in Catamarca. It's an excellent state to carry out mining. And with a locally based finance partner in Integra Capital, we can actually move forward and start to develop those projects, we'd like to think, fairly quickly.
Now, as you mentioned there, Chris, in Peru, you have a JV with a subsidiary of Canadian copper producer First Quantum Minerals. How is that progressing?
It's going quite well, Rachel. The only issue we have there, of course, is this COVID in Peru. They are still we're still getting around 5,000 to 6,000 COVID cases a day, which is terrible for that country. So it's really constrained us to some extent. We hope to get back on the ground and finish our geophysics on that particular project over the next couple of months, but we have to be mindful of what's happening in that country. It's still in lockdown. So once we finish those geophysics, that will help us define our drill targets, and then we hopefully can move into drilling once that's finished. But at the moment, there's some severe restrictions there, and obviously makes it very tough for the company to move forward on that project.
Now back to Australia. You have a gold project just north of Albury in the Lachlan Fold Belt. What does it contain, and what's planned for there?
Well, this particular project we picked up, the Urara Gold Project, there is lots of historical workings. And typically when you're looking, and certainly we use this method in South America a lot, we go and try and find where the old timers have been looking for certain minerals. In this aspect, it's gold. There's some high-grade zones through there. We've seen historical records showing grades up to 30 to 40 grams per tonne. Obviously, they could only, really explore down to 30 or 40 metres 100 years ago. So we're going to use new exploration methods to actually go through there, have a look initially at surface, and then run some geophysics and a few other programs to define some drill targets, and then obviously drilling what it's all about to see how much gold is in there. Hopefully there's some good grades. So we're very excited about getting onto the ground on that project very soon.
And in WA, you have a halloysite kaolin project. Could you explain what a halloysite kaolin is, and could you comment on its applications and the demand for that?
Yeah, certainly. Typically, the traditional applications for kaolin, and certainly halloysite to some point, has been paper and ceramics. But of recent times, with a number of new methods, patents being put out there, and certainly halloysite used in nanotechnology, certainly in battery and construction industry, it is once again strengthened concrete, that type of thing. So we're seeing more and more applications grow, which is driving the demand for kaolin halloysite, which is driving the price up. So it is a really good business to be in at the moment. We're finding that there's strong demand, Certainly two or three companies here in WA. I noticed one company, WA Kaolin's, about the list. They'll come on with about a 50 to 60 million market cap. So typically we want to get in there, drill that project. That will happen very, very soon. And then try and develop an inferred JORC resource very, very quickly.
And could you tell us about this project?
Well, yeah, the project is located 300 kilometres northeast of Fremantle. Great infrastructure, access is excellent. So, and the other great thing about drilling these projects, it's not expensive, and we only really have to drill around to about 50, 60 metres, which will allow us to move swiftly onto this particular project. If there's grade there, fantastic. We can define a JORC resource very, very quickly. And that is our objective with the Noombaberry Halloysite Kaolin project.
And to the last question now, Chris, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I think I just should mention that the news flow coming out of Latin over the next, you know, 2 to 4 months, or certainly over this quarter and into 2021, is going to be rapid. It's going to be a lot of news flow and based around fundamentals of drilling and hopefully defining resources so we can actually improve the value of the company.
Chris Gale, nice to hear from you again. Thanks so much for the update.
Thanks very much, Rachel. Thank you.